Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're going to have some toys under the Kid Nation Christmas tree starting next week.
Nice.
Going to hook you up with the coolest toys out there. We've been doing our research to buy the proper ones. And also, make sure you go to kidskids.com and buy your limited edition t-shirts before they all go.
The 25th anniversary limited edition tee.
Yeah, 25.
They were all wearing on their last day at Kids Kids.
I like those shirts. I grew to like them.
Yeah.
You like the form fit?
Yeah. Well, I think it was the first day one that only fit like that. The rest of them fit perfect.
The one that fit you like a girl?
Yeah, the first day one.
Yeah, kind of hugged you.
It was, what was it, purple one?
Yeah, hugged your body.
It hugged it a little too much.
I like those. We're going to go for a deeper V next year for the guys.
Yeah.
All the way to the belly button, please. That's what we would like. Kelly.
Yeah.
You have a surprise that was waiting for you. Or
yes.
You had a surprise waiting for you from your boyfriend, Alan.
It wasn't just the bathroom.
The bathroom, you know, he documented that on all of his social media so people could see what he was doing. I had this twall bathroom,
yeah,
which is beautiful in the right home. It just didn't work in mine. It was left over from the previous owners. I mean, it was twall everything.
Twall is like French.
It's this French kind of countryside. It's like all these settings, like a man pushing a woman in a swing, or they're walking along by a brook under trees. It's like all these little...
Was it black and white or blue and white?
Black and white.
It's normally...
There's red and white, black and white. My friend has a red and white one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like what you see on China, Al.
Yeah, those patterns. So anyway, it was not just the wallpaper. It was the shower curtain. It was the little lampshades on the chandelier thing in the bathroom, whatever, the light fixture. It was the Kleenex holder. It was the soap dish.
Oh,
it was the trash can.
Wow.
It was twalled out. So I got everything out except for the wallpaper. And I told Alan, I said, I need to just get some. I wasn't meaning for him to do it. I just said, I need to, you know, hire somebody to come. Well, I was just telling him what I need to do next. He's like, what are you doing next? I need to get somebody to come take this wallpaper down so I can paint it. Don't do that.
I'll fix it, honey.
For you. He went and bought that anti-mildew that kills something or whatever,
yeah,
and had to prime everything.
Right.
Oh, smart.
And then the next day he came back and he got texture and he said it's like icing a cake and he textured the whole wall.
Yeah, I think the taping's probably the hardest
taping
part.
Taping took forever.
Yeah. Meanwhile, everybody listening's like, dream man.
He was in there for like 12
just last
15
week,
hours.
He did some sort of hose in the ground.
Yeah. What,
some sort of fountain.
So I knew that, you know, right? He dug a French drain.
A French drain.
That.
What?
I couldn't believe it. So anyway.
What's wrong with a good old American drain, huh?
That's what I would have done. I would have gone American.
So anyway, I guess the Americans screwed it up, so the French had to come in and fix it. I don't know. But anyway, so he tells me he has a surprise for me on top of that. I'm like, what else could you do?
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
So I'm thinking,
add on a room?
No, you were not.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. So I get home, and he has this beautiful bouquet of these autumn-colored flowers, the burgundies, the reds, the oranges, the yellows, just sitting there waiting for me. He has the candles burning because he wants the house to smell good for me. I come in with Emma Kelly, so it's not like a romantic moment.
Oh, I was going to say,
you start peeling the clothes off
as you walk in the door?
At first, I would have thought so, because I'm like, you know, I have my kid with me. So he's like, he had the door shut and everything. He did the big reveal in the bathroom. It looked fabulous. Looks fabulous. Now we have to pick out paint colors together. He said, are you ready to see your other surprise?
I was like, oh, there's more?
I thought the flowers were my surprise. He took me to the backyard. Oh. He managed until it was pitch black. He got the landscaping done.
Shut up.
In the backyard.
He got the that's big.
Y'all,
that's a huge deal.
We have a Japanese maple. Well, I have a Japanese maple in the backyard.
Look at you.
You are the world over there. You have the French and the Japanese.
He decided to go with a Japanese theme.
You're into that.
So all the
that.
Plants. I love little Asian touches in my house.
Well, the Asian
so he
house
went and bought all these sort of yes, the Asian house.
You love Asian touches in your house.
Me too, Kelly.
He bought all plants and greenery that when they come in, he's like, it's very Asian in theme. I said, oh, can I get a Buddha? Can I get a Buddha? He said, no. No, he does not like yard art.
Yard art, yeah. Mm-mm, yeah.
That's your yard. You get a Buddha.
Yeah, it's your house.
He did everything.
It's about to be their house. From how it sounds.
Well,
did he
I'm not
also
putting the cart
move
before the horse?
Oh, okay.
Did he also what?
Did he also move?
He bought you a horse too.
Did he what? No.
Move his things in.
He was very. He's very confused about where I store things. I said, "Well, why don't you just call me?" He said, "Because I would have been calling you 50 times." He can't understand. He couldn't find my pizza sheet. He couldn't find the laundry detergent. He ended up washing his clothes in fabric softener.
Shout out. Okay.
Yeah, all dudes do that.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
He said, but I smell good. I said, but they're not clean.
That's fine. No, it is clean. No, if it smells good, it's clean.
Yeah, true. If it smells good, it's clean.
When are you going to propose to this dude? He's done everything for you.
Be progressive.
You want me to turn around and start putting you on the spot?
Go ahead, Kelly.
I'm just saying.
We'll sit here and listen.
You got to propose to Dr. Girlfriend.
He has done everything for you.
She's doing it.
Did I not just get your back about this yesterday? You're doing it right back to her?
I did too.
He has made you a Japanese backyard. He has made you a French drain. He's got you a Spanish something.
Yeah, you got the United Nations house.
Yeah, you got the United Nations of homes going on over there.
Yeah.
So that was my surprise.
That is awesome. Cool.
Hours.
Well, I didn't think he'd have time to do it. He said he was working until it was dark. He said I had to get it done. He just had to. It was going to drive him crazy.
Now, if you're sitting there wondering, how do I get myself and Alan?
Hello, I'm
right?
Alan.
Right?
Oh,
you can have your bathrooms untwalled and your landscaping done.
Just, it's really this easy.
Just find yourself one on Bumble or Tinder.
Tinder love.
Now, if you're searching for the right one, apparently Thanksgiving is the right time to log on to Tinder and Bumble.
According to Tinder, that is true. They did some research.
The voice you hear right there is Elena Davies, our phone screener.
Hello.
Hashtag also selfie queen.
Yes. Well, my selfies are all over Tinder and Bumble. And according to Tinder, this is the weekend or week to find love.
Oh,
so they did.
Really?
They ran the numbers from last year. And I guess the swiping goes way, way, way up over the holidays.
Well,
yeah,
I would see, honestly, I was in South Carolina last year for Thanksgiving, and I was swiping a lot because it was new territory.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like new crop of guys. And I swiped right on a lot of guys, and I was like, oh, I can't really. And they swipe back,
exactly.
And we communicate. I was like, I'm leaving.
Yeah, what do you do? So it's kind of a catch-22 because, like they're saying in this article that, you know, a lot of people are home for the holidays, but they kind of want to escape their family a little bit too. It's kind of fun to get out there and swipe and maybe meet new people, do something interesting while you're at home, go catch a game or go on a date or something.
Or what about those people that live in a different city and don't get to go home?
Right.
That probably helps as well.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. There is that. But then when this happens to me often over the holidays, I swipe a lot. And I match with guys that don't live in this state. I'm like, well, that was kind of fruitless.
Yeah.
But they did mention in here that, you know, people typically tend to be more attracted to those with similar demographic backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have more common ground, literally, with those people. So you may get along a little bit better. But if they don't live near there, then what are you doing? But it does say that the highest percent of matches over Thanksgiving weekend last year and will probably be pretty similarly this year is highest Detroit.
Detroit. That's the highest percentage increase in matches over Thanksgiving.
Did it say what state? Because there's a couple of Detroits, right?
What's the one you're thinking about?
Yeah. I think there's a Detroit. Hold on.
Dr. Girlfriend!
That's the only Detroit I know
of. Detroit, Missouri.
Yeah. Weather.
54% Big Al, Mac.
54% in Detroit, 43% Houston, 41% Washington, D.C., 38% Dallas.
And we already know she has absolutely nothing to do.
No, she was asking Big Al to come up there with his
working.
Mom.
She's working.
She's trying to avoid temptation is what she's trying to do.
She's not going to be swiping. She's going to be surgerying, cutting.
Yeah,
moving.
She's never been known to get on there when you were together, so why would she do it now?
She did it just to help out a friend and experiment with Elena.
What?
With Elena.
Yeah, how did I get thrown under the bus? I had no part of that.
Oh, well, somebody. I don't know
who. One Elena.
Yeah.
One me.
Well, she's not doing that.
You're safe.
You should be okay.
She's not doing that, I don't think.
Are you going to hang out with her at all?
Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas. We haven't. I know what dates she's available in December. Now, I may go up there for a weekend or something. But like, we have something to do. This coming week, but my family has something to do this coming weekend. I have something to do the following weekend. So it's kind of.
Doesn't she have to request off pretty early in advance?
Typically. But she might have a weekend off, you know, or she might have a weekend where she's on call. You know, it's kind of boring stuff. But we'll figure it out. I mean, the holidays are tough, though.
The holidays are
real tough, man. And
holidays are easier for us because we have a little bit of time off.
Right. For us. But I'm just saying the holidays are tough. But if I go up there and she's working, that really doesn't do any good to go up there.
Still a nice place to sleep at night.
And it's cold.
Yeah, that way you can cuddle
Holy
and stuff.
Holy moly, it's like course you tell me it was 25 degrees
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, I can't do that nonsense.
Ooh-wee. Oh, I'm a hot weather
That's what
man.
I want to hear from a guy that loves me after 4 years.
Well, it is cold.
It's a little chilly.
It's a little too cold. It's a little too cold to visit you, babe.
Well, I want our listeners, if you are single over the holidays, to swipe, 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 and then hopefully when we come back from Thanksgiving, somebody will have found
some
the
stories.
One. Sometimes you know that quickly.
Your holiday boyfriend.
Or holiday
But it is cuffing season. It is cuffing season. It is cold. You need someone to snuggle with. So
Christmas parties are coming up and
all
that.
It is a magnifying glass. I know I have so many parties that I need a date to, so I need to get to swiping. My luck, I'll find a guy in, like, Michigan, too, and just...
When is that Christmas party?
December 3rd.
3rd.
Yeah.
From 7 to 10.
I'll get her to come down here for that. Maybe. I don't know.
You're going to try to?
Maybe so.
And if you don't?
I'll be the only one without a date.
No, don't worry. I won't have a date.
Can you bring that girl you brought to that Christmas party that one time that you had to take home at like 11 because she had a dentist appointment at 3 p.m.?
She had dental surgery at midnight.
That was the first Christmas party. No.
Like, what? And then we saw her at the bar.
Oh, man.
She's like, surgery went well. I'm already at the bar.
Missed my girlfriend already.
No. So, Detroit, number one.
No.
Number one spot, huh, Elena?
Yep. Sweet.
And the cities with the most matches over Thanksgiving week, and number one was Baltimore.
There you go.
There's a Detroit, Alabama. There's a Detroit, Illinois.
Not that one.
There's
a
Detroit. There's a Detroit, Texas.
What's M-E? Maine? There's a Detroit, Oregon, and a Detroit, Texas. There could be any of those.
It says the Motor City right up in this article.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Right there. Motor City right there.
Sorry about you.
Motor City, Alabama.
Right?
Thank you, Elena.
Oh, well, you are so welcome.
Please swipe right on Elena if you see her.
Yes, please do. I need the confidence boost.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, a couple days away.
Yeah.
And we want to hear from you, Kid Nation.
About?
We want to know who's the one relative that you can't stand to see or be around at Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
And we want to know why, you know? And we also want to know, maybe, why are you banned from a relative's house for the holidays? Oh. Maybe you're the problem. Oh. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Hope you're self-aware. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Take your calls next.
Don't forget to pay Kelly Raspberry a compliment.
I'm wanting to shake things up and make myself feel better. And I go out and get a haircut and nobody says, well, that didn't work.
But don't be mad if she doesn't smile.
Well, when y'all see me lose all facial expression, I want you to comment on that too, because I'm going for Botox.
Thanks anyway, Kid Nation.
Wow. Thank you, Kid Nation, for playing that. Thanks.
You have to take bad with the good, Kelly.
We all get it.
We always do this at the end of every year.
But
we select one of those. Those are called returns. We select one of those that we burn.
Right.
So I would like that to be my
that one.
Maybe okay. The one that you burn.
It's so, I mean, negative is fine, but when it's like spotlighted and featured and double dosed,
I'm just trying to get the
not
point
a big fan of that one.
Just trying to get the point across. One.
All right. Make sure you don't replay it in 30 minutes. Before we get to your embarrassing relatives, or maybe you're the embarrassing one, real quick, Jimmy Fallon made fun of the presidential turkey pardon last night. You want to hear that?
Sure.
All right, let's see it.
On Wednesday at the White House, President Obama will pardon his final Thanksgiving turkey. But I got to say, after all these years, I'm not sure he enjoys it as much as he used to. Check this out.
Today, I have the awesome responsibility of granting a presidential pardon to a pair of turkeys. We can't wait to pardon these turkeys. And with that, I think we are going to bestow the official pardon. The most powerful position in the world brings with it many awesome and solemn responsibilities. This is not one of them. It is a little puzzling that I do this every year. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Yeah.
The turkey pardons. So some turkeys don't get eaten. How long do turkeys live, by the way?
3.2 years.
Thanks for answering without knowing the answer. They got to live, I'd say, about 10 years, right?
The maximum recorded lifespan for a turkey in captivity is 12 years, 4 months.
Wow.
For turkeys living in the wild, the maximum is less than 10, but the average life expectancy of a male turkey is just over 2 years, just over 3 for females.
There you go. Now we know.
Yes, sir.
Now we can launch into Thanksgiving talk here. We wanted to know who's that one relative you can't stand to see or be around in on Thanksgiving and why. Or we want to know maybe you're banned from a relative's house for the holidays.
Oh.
And that's the good ones, you know. Mm.
Do you know that you're banned or you just aren't invited and they never say anything? They actually say, Junior, you are banned.
I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
Like in my family, we got this one uncle. Well, my uncle. We just don't call him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't let him know you're having dinner.
We just don't call him. Because usually he somehow, scheduling, he usually gets out around this time of year.
Uh-huh.
If you know what I mean. He gets out this time of year.
For the holidays?
For a little short period of time, maybe a month or two, and then he goes back. But this time of year in college, he always finagles it. Hey, nephew, what's up? Hey, nephew. And this is the one I tell you about to put a penny or dime or whatever it was in his food.
So he can get it for free?
So he can get it for free, yeah.
And that got him landed in jail.
No, probably something else did.
Yeah, something else did.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A couple text messages before we go to the calls here. I can't go to Thanksgiving at my aunt's house since I threw a margarita in her face.
Oh, no.
It says Thanksgiving like margaritas.
Oh. Real life, it's not an episode of Real Housewives.
I want to know why. Like, what led up to the margarita being? Because
she didn't put salt on the rim.
That's a perfectly fine margarita that you're wasting there. Right. I mean, it's got to be a big deal. I'm not going to Thanksgiving because my cousin, and this is probably happening a lot this year, because my cousin is being irrational and immature about the presidential election and thinks she can change the result by posting crazy comments on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
I don't care who she voted for, and I definitely don't care to read or hear the crazy comments. Unfriended.
Yeah.
Your own family members.
And un-Thanksgivinged.
Probably heated political conversations.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, let's just talk about what you
did
this
year. Not at my family's table.
What's going on with the fans?
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
We don't talk politics.
How did little Johnny do in his football season? You know, let's talk about that.
Yeah, about that weather.
Yeah, let's talk about the weather. It's not too bad this year. Got a nice little warm Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hi, good morning.
Now, are you the one that's banned or is it a relative?
No one's banned. We just don't like being around my aunt. Well, she was great Aunt Mabel and then became my grandmother Mabel.
Wait.
Grandmother Mabel.
Little switcheroony there.
Nice.
Yeah. And when we were kids, we would hide under the table when she would show up or the stairs because she's that meep kind of woman, you know? And sit on the chairs and don't be heard. And oh no, it wasn't happening.
Wait, hold on. So she went from great aunt to grandma. So tell me how that works. So she was married to the grandpa's brother and then married the grandpa?
Married my grandfather's uncle and then my grandfather. We just see her for sure every year after that.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Mabel.
Yeah. Mabel has something going on.
Can't trust a woman named Mabel.
Exactly. Dinner very well.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with Mabel, okay?
Good luck.
Grandma.
Oh, Kelly, awesome.
Well, thanks.
You know, I love your voice every morning. You're awesome.
Well,
don't
thank you.
No one.
I won't. I'm only listening to you.
Thank you.
Bye, Jody.
Bye, Dave.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you for sharing.
She's thankful for you, Kelly.
Oh, that's nice.
She felt bad for me after that return.
From the text, my brother's banned from my house.
Why?
Since he urinated in my front yard in front of my father-in-law, who he had never met.
Apparently, you have to do that stuff in the backyard, I've been told.
Yeah, the backyard's the best part.
Or the bathroom.
No, apparently, Jenna, I was horrified to find out that all men do this.
Oh, yeah.
Pee in the yard? Oh, yeah.
Pee in the yard. Yeah. I swore up and down my father had not done that, and they actually called him on the air, and he admitted he had indeed done that.
Oh, all men do that. I would just think if there's a bathroom there, you would go there.
No, it doesn't matter.
For some reason, they choose to go outside.
All men pee in the front yard.
That's right.
I live in
the backyard.
The back.
Well, in the yard. But I'm just saying, I live in an apartment. I do it.
That's right. Why do you think...
Off the balcony?
Yeah. Why do you think Alan installed those French drains, Kelly? Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Right. You got to have it everywhere.
You got to have it all.
Got to have it everywhere.
Come on now. Hey, Ashton. So your aunt's a whooping?
Yes, she is certain that she has a PhD because she has access to Google. And so she has to corner all the people who do have degrees and do have PhDs and say, I'm going to email you this article. Have you heard about this? And you know, she would conversate with the people like me who don't have degrees, because obviously we don't have access to Google. So
yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Know-it-all.
The know-it-all
aunt,
relative.
Aunt know-it-all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a
just
good
call
one.
Call her Noe.
She's a Google PhD.
Yeah.
That's most grandmas, I think, too. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
So your Thanksgiving was canceled?
Okay, well, it wasn't canceled. It was canceled for a while, and then I guess my grandpa reinstated it. But wow. About a month ago, my aunt decided to attack my mom at a family dinner.
Ooh. Like, and physically?
Yes, like went to pull her hair and was just screaming at her.
Oh.
And I had to pull her off of her. And while I was holding my aunt, she decided to try to hit me.
Ooh.
And then my mom was like, "You're not hitting my daughter," and went after her.
Oh.
So cops are called, yeah. And we had to get my aunt home, and she went crazy, and she's screaming she's going to kick my butt. And my grandpa decided that he was like, "Thanksgiving's canceled, blah, blah, blah." And then finally he let up and she's going to be there. And me and my sister are pretty standoffish with her right now. So it's going to be a pretty fun Thanksgiving because she's allowed in the house.
Oh, you got to call us Monday.
No, you need to go to boxing classes with Jenna.
Yeah, no, you have to set up a Nest Cam. Like, everyone needs to set up a Nest Cam at the table.
Yeah, just in case.
I totally would. Like, you have no idea how many times I've thought about what's going to happen and how many times I could have just hit her.
Clock.
Yeah.
As bad as that sounds.
Be the adult, though. Be the adult.
Yeah, be the adult. Just set up a camera.
You got this, Abby.
Make sure it's a fair fight. No weapons, okay?
Good luck.
Fair fight. Just fisticuffs.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Abby. I hope.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Man, that's crazy.
Oh, boy.
We all have this, Grandma. Every Thanksgiving, my grandma will judge everyone's plate and say, "You really going to eat all that?"
I'm going to try.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try.
It's the holiday, Grandma.
The shaming grandma. Uh-oh. Mindy.
Good morning.
Hey. So your stepmom's the one you can't stand to be around, huh?
Yeah, I refer to her as my dad's wife. And it's not just around the holidays, it's all the time. But on the holidays, I have to deal with her. But she's a bit of a racist. And my family is very racially diverse. And she makes little comments here and there that she thinks there's nothing wrong with.
Yeah, but it is extremely
wrong. Is
there
anything that is you're able to tell on the radio? Or is it just all too offensive?
She'll just say, like... she thinks that if she does good things because of your race, that that's not racist. But I said, if you look at somebody and you automatically determine what they are, some people were moving her and they were speaking Spanish, so they're Mexican. And I'm like, my ex-husband's Mexican, my kids are Mexican.
Shut
and
up.
She said, "I overpaid that Mexican guy." And it's like, I said, that doesn't mean that you're not racist. Actually, it means that you are racist.
Oh, man.
You're just generous racist.
I overpaid you.
Generous racist. That's a funny character.
That's a funny
generous
bit.
Racist.
You just gave us a new show character.
Yeah, the generous racist.
I'm not racist. I overpaid that Mexican fella. Well, tell her thank you for paying my fellow people.
Yeah. My kids are quiet. They don't say anything. They're 18 and 22. But my ex-husband, he will hurt her.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm a little worried. This Thursday might
be
very
interesting. He'll be fine.
Let us know if you have a disaster come Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do the follow-ups on Monday.
Ooh.
Brenda. Juicy details here. Hey, Brenda.
Hello. I can't believe this is the reason I end up getting to talk to you guys. I'll take it.
Come on, Brenda.
All right. What's going on?
Okay. So about a month ago, we found online a picture of my brother with his sonogram of his new baby.
Okay.
But it wasn't with his wife.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Is yeah. He decided to have a secret life somewhere on the other side of the country. Meanwhile, his wife and kids were back here with all of us.
Is that the Christmas card photo?
And
he has another Facebook account?
Well, it was actually on the girlfriend's account, but it got sent over to all of us.
So now
yeah.
He's busted.
Oh, yeah. He was having a whole secret life on the other side of the country, and it was like, you know, watching a TV show unravel. It was crazy.
Is he invited to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, no, he won't be coming to Thanksgiving over on this side. I don't even think he's going to know what the East Coast is anymore because it ain't happening on this side.
Oh, that's so
mad.
Yeah.
Oh. But thanks for letting us know that stuff actually happened.
Pretty juicy. It
you
does.
You guys have a great holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays.
You too, Brenda. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sonogram. Yeah. Keep on giving.
Awesome.
Wow.
Man, a secret life across the country. That's too much work.
Oh, I wish there was a way we could talk to people that lead secret lives and how they get away with it.
Like having one
Christmas.
They have
to talk in a fake accent so it can disguise themselves.
Right.
Having one Christmas in Seattle and another Christmas down here.
How do you pull that off? Yeah. I guess if you travel a lot for work.
Maybe we could solicit for that and we'll try to call them when we're off the radio so that we could change their voice a little.
Oh, my gosh.
But that is very interesting.
Talking a fun accent. That's always fun.
You guys are talking about this like it's cool.
It's not cool. It's not cool.
It's interesting.
It's interesting. It is interesting.
You
can't say it's not.
How do you get away with it?
A full-on separate life across the country. Like how?
A crazy, terrible person.
But it's interesting how they get away with it. I mean, you would think, well, I'm married and I would know. This woman didn't know.
Because she would have called it out.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll go from this to happy thoughts here.
All right. Okay.
How about we do a Christmas wish, you guys?
Okay. Let's do it.
We'll make somebody's holiday season a little bit brighter coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Are you guys ready for another Christmas wish?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's not ready, right? Apparently, this man is loved by many.
Uh-huh.
Loved by many, and people want to return the favor.
Can't we all say that about you too, JC?
No, I don't think so.
A man loved by many.
I don't know about that one. I think he's loved by way more people.
Okay.
Let's meet him
real quick. He has no idea what's going on.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hey, Todd.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. You sound a bit confused, and that's totally fine because you have no idea what's happening right
now. JC basically wanted to know, Todd, how does it feel to be loved by so many?
He's like, what?
He's like, I don't know what's
all right,
going
we're
going
to break it down for you,
first
Todd.
First of all, who's that other person on the phone? Yeah.
His name is Todd, and Todd, like Kelly said, you are loved by many, and you have helped so many people out, and it's now time for you to receive. You've been given and given and given, and it's time for you to receive. Because we have a letter right here written by one of the many people that love you. And if you don't mind, by the way, we're the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey,
yeah, there you
so,
go.
So, hey, how you doing? We would like to read this letter for you. It's really nice, okay?
Okay.
Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, my son was having behavioral issues at school and was suffering every day. Todd Lancaster is a special education teacher who came and observed my son and believed he could help him. He more than helped him. He saved our family. Now, I know my son is going somewhere. He is loved, accepted, understood, getting the guidance and help he needs, and most importantly, somewhere he loves. Todd has truly changed our lives, especially my son's, and I know he's had this effect on many families. But Todd was diagnosed with a calcified, bulging disc compressing on his spinal cord.
Ooh.
He needs surgery immediately, or he could be paralyzed. He's the single father of two girls, and he won't take time away from his students, so he has to wait until December during Christmas break. Please help Todd and his girls have a Merry Christmas. He's more than deserving. He's a hero to so many. And that is from Jennifer Jacobs.
Who's on the phone with us right now? Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
What a beautiful letter, by the
way. I'm telling
you. Yeah. What a great teacher.
Yes. He's wonderful.
Now, Todd, I know you do this for work, and you don't really see the impact you have on these kids.
Right.
But the parents absolutely do. Jennifer, how has your son been?
Oh, he's total change, so much better. He was going to the principal's office every day for almost a full year, and now he's able to stay in the class and learn, and he likes to go to school, and he has friends, and... He's much better.
Wow.
How does that make you feel,
and it's
Todd?
It's because of Lancaster. I mean, all because of Lancaster.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, Todd?
That's pretty awesome.
And Todd,
thank you.
To understand what's going on with your back, this bulging disc could potentially hurt your spine in a way that you will not be able to walk again. Is that what's happening?
It could, yes, sir.
Are you in a lot of pain with that? That sounds awful.
It's calcified. The calcified part is what is pressing up against my spine.
Yeah. And it hurts.
Oh, yes, it hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never had a back hurt that, a backache that didn't hurt.
Do you have right? surgery scheduled for the over the holidays?
I'm planning on it. I'm actually headed to my neurosurgeon right now to find out what all is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm sure being the giving person that you are, from what Jennifer has told us, if it were between you getting surgery and your daughter's having Christmas, I'm pretty sure you would choose your daughter's having a great Christmas. So we don't want that choice to be had. We're going to go ahead and grant this Christmas wish for you, Todd.
And I snorted. I had to say it was the elephant in the room.
Now, Todd, you're a single father?
Yes, sir.
Of two little girls? What are your daughter's names?
Gray and Kai.
Gray Aww. And Kai.
How old are they?
Gray's 9 and Kai's 6.
Aww. 6 years old.
Names. Great names.
Uh-huh. So,
and this is the time where kids really love Christmas.
Oh, they love Christmas.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely do.
What are they asking for this year?
Oh, gosh. Tons of stuff. I don't think we have enough time.
Okay.
Well, what's Gray into if you were just to clump it all into one?
Oh, she loves softball, drawing, dolls. I mean, you know, everything. The
girly stuff.
She really does love everything.
The
and
tomboy,
sports.
Yeah. Awesome.
A well-rounded young lady is what she is, Todd.
Yes, sir.
And what about Kai?
Oh, goodness. My Riley Kai. She loves everything her sister loves, really. Dolls as well. She loves the coloring. She really loves, I guess, dolls mainly is her,
yeah.
You know, it's her biggest love.
Well, Todd, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh. Not fine. Pain-free would be nice.
Oh, Lord. Well, we'll pray for that for you.
We'll pray for that.
Hopefully the doctors will be able to give you that relief.
Maybe a Kelly Raspberry back rub.
Yeah.
That's... Could make it better, could make it worse.
Come on. You know? Yeah. I'm sure, like many parents, you just want your daughters to smile and have a good Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, Todd. So here's what we're going to do, buddy. So you don't have to worry about cost of Christmas this year. We're going to give you a gift card to Toys R Us, where I believe they have tons of sports stuff.
They have lots of dolls, Jason.
They have lots of dolls.
Stuff for everyone.
Coloring.
Coloring books, arts, art stuff.
Gosh, you can get so much.
You name it, they have it there. So we're going to give you a gift card. So you just go to Toys R Us and grab whatever you need to grab for your two little girls, okay?
Okay.
And then for you, Todd. We're going to give you some cash. Now, I don't know how the house looking right now or what you guys were planning on doing for Christmas, but whatever you need to do with that cash that we give you, you do it.
Totally up to you, buddy.
It could be for food. It could be for your decorations. It could be
anything.
To help pay for some of your medications you're going to need after that surgery, whatever. You just use that money however you see fit.
Okay.
First of all, I just put it on the bed and kind of lay on it for a little. Might make your back feel a little bit better.
And Todd, we see someone created a GoFundMe page for you as well to help with some of the costs of this upcoming surgery.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, so you know what? We're going to share that on our website, kidnation.com.
Oh my gosh.
So that way, people listening, if they... You know, they can go
help donate.
Yeah,
well,
contribute to that.
We love our teachers. And, you know, teachers don't get enough credit. They don't get enough help. They don't get enough support financially. And so now you're faced with what could be an incredible financial expense.
Exactly.
And you do such a wonderful thing for not just for Jennifer's son, but I'm sure many
other
families
kids
would have the same testimony that you've made a difference in their children's lives. So we want to do this for you.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and share it. And we don't mean to brag or anything, Todd, but we have about 47 listeners.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Is there anything you would like to say to Jennifer for sharing your story with us?
Her son is amazing. He's a good kid. And he's a joy to work with. And Jennifer is an amazing parent. And thank you.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Merry Christmas, Todd. Merry Christmas, Jennifer.
Merry Christmas.
Waiting for Santa to arrive. Oh,
Christmas, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are back from the kids' trip.
Yes, we are.
Sarah wrote us and said, I'm so happy that you guys are on the radio. I figured you guys would be on vacation after kids. Thanks for making my morning. That's Sarah in Waco.
Oh, hello, Sarah.
We're glad to be here, too.
We are very glad to be here. Of course, we're going to do the show after kids. We're all pumped.
Now, next year, I don't know. But this year, we're here.
We'll be honest with you. We're extremely tired. But you know what? We have a cool job.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Right. Hopefully the kids woke up early to listen to us because I know a lot of you don't have school this week.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I hit that snooze more than I have ever hit snooze this morning.
Yeah.
Probably 5 or 6 times.
Speaking of the kids' trip, Big Al Mac just asked, was part-time Justin on that trip?
What?
He just asked that question.
I thought you were going to be there, but I know I hadn't seen you.
Seen you following you around. Trying to take a selfie, twerking on your leg, maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, Justin was not on the trip with us. You stayed back and worked here.
Yes, I did.
Coming up with ideas.
Yes, and one of them actually me and Kelly were thinking about.
Oh, you and Kelly conceived an idea.
Yes.
Collaboration.
Credit.
What, Kelly? He's giving you credit for coming up with an idea.
No.
But if it fails, then I'm responsible.
That's exactly why we want to know who came up with it.
But I was going to the bathroom. I was like, God, give me an idea because none of these
in the bathroom?
Ideas.
Is that where your best ideas come
all
to you?
All the great ideas come from a bathroom or when you're driving in your car.
Or the shower. Really?
Yeah, when you're driving. Or the shower.
The shower as well.
Usually, though, when you're driving and just mindlessly thinking.
Mine come on the treadmill.
You should just think about driving, maybe.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe.
I've seen you drive.
But what was the idea?
So I go to the bathroom, and then I come out after I prayed, and Kelly goes, Justin, any bit you could do, I could do better. And I go, huh? And then she goes, wouldn't that be a good bit idea to do challenge someone to another bit? And
yes.
I was like, what? Yes. And so she was like, Big Al has done plenty of bits in the past.
Well, long list of them.
Years.
You know, I was thinking top of mind was Tin Can Turkey Man because we were heading into Thanksgiving. I was like, man, that's an old bit. We play it every year. I say, but wouldn't it be fun to revisit something like that and see if it could actually be done better? Any bit you can do, I can do
exactly.
Better.
Exactly.
Okay.
I can do any better than you.
Yeah. I've been telling Justin he could do the job interviews I used to do.
Yes.
Justin, you would be great at those.
Yes.
I bet I could. I bet I could do them.
Exactly.
But I think because it's Thanksgiving this week, I should do Tin Can
Absolutely.
Turkey Man.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's the bit that got Al banned from a college library.
Methodist University Law Library.
Now, yes.
This is the theme song.
I highly doubt you could do the theme song better.
Yeah, you think I could do the song better too?
You need to do your own theme song for Tin Can Turkey Man if you're going to do
you
it.
I'll help you with that.
Okay. Yes. You'll come up with a rap.
Sure.
Yes. And you can coach me through it, and we can record it and not do it live.
Okay.
Big Al.
Very ambitious.
Did somebody write your rap, Big Al?
No, I wrote my rap myself, but that's okay. That's okay.
I said help.
Help.
Which
you
not
said
mean,
help.
You do your thing, not, dog.
We'll co-write it.
You know what? You do your thing. I'm Tony Romo. You could be Dak Prescott. All right?
Good analogy, Al.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that analogy means.
Sit over here,
it's sports,
sit over here and
Justin.
My, sit over here and make my 50 million. And just,
are you going to make a speech?
Huh?
Are you going to make a
speech
absolutely. Handing over
yeah, he
the
will.
Baton?
Absolutely. If it's better, then yes, I will.
More on Big Al doing a speech in a second here.
I'm Dak Prescott.
We will. Yes.
This
sort of.
The closest you'll ever be, babe.
We'll see. We'll see. We're going to see if you're Dak Prescott. We'll do this tomorrow morning at 6:50 Central.
Okay. Woo! Boy, you got some work to do, brother.
Prime time.
Got to get that turkey. Oh, I got to get a turkey outfit.
Yeah, you got to get your turkey outfit. You got to come up with your song.
Apparently need some tin cans, too. That's very integral to the
right, exactly.
Whole bit.
And go to the same place, the SMU Law Library, right?
Yeah.
Ixnay on that.
Not ready for Drive Time Players presents. Any bit you can do, I can do better.
Any bit you can do, I can do better.
Okay. That is great.
I can do any bit better than you. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
All right.
No, you can't.
Justin and I got in a heated argument about Niall Horan, by the way.
Heated.
OMG.
This guy does not appreciate talent.
Did you watch the AMAs? It was Niall. If I wanted to watch someone play guitar, stand on a rug and sing, I'd go to a coffee shop.
That's an excellent point. That's exactly what
Niall gave me.
You want a show.
So boring.
But the song is a solo song. It's just him singing with a guitar.
I don't know.
It was great.
I know what you mean.
It's like you kind of want something done for television.
Yes. I want to see you shake it, dance. Let me see something in the background moving.
Adele doesn't do that.
It doesn't fit that song, though.
Adele doesn't need to, though, because she's got that voice and those fingernails and those hands and the facial expressions, at least.
Right.
Niall didn't have one facial expression.
That's why we'll give it to Britney.
He didn't even open
Britney
his
will
eye.
Entertain. You know, she may not go up there and sing.
There's a difference.
But she will entertain you. She will. I will give her that.
I don't know.
That's what I'm looking for.
I've always been Team Niall. I thought he did great. It's his first performance by himself.
It's because you love Beyonce, and no live performance will ever compare to something that Beyonce does.
That's your problem. You like Beyonce too much.
It's like once you're spoiled with an amazing performer, you can't be surprised.
Gaga fans and Beyonce fans are very critical of other fans because your artist is so good.
Yeah.
But you know who did turn it up, though? Ariana Grande, when she did hit that Side by Side. Oh, it's such a good song.
She does all that grinding.
Bruno Mars was amazing. Have y'all been listening to the album?
Who?
Bruno Mars.
Oh, Bruno, yeah.
Yes.
Heard a little bit of it.
Yeah, I heard it. I haven't gotten it yet.
That's What I Like is one of my favorite songs. I think it's track two.
Okay. We'll check it out.
Yes.
He did Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. Did that go on air?
Just recorded it.
Okay. No air there yet.
And another one that's coming out. I know you're talking about the AMAs, but another album that's dropping today is Prince. Today. It's gonna be like a best of.
Oh, okay.
It's got one new song on it, one new jam on. Hopefully we can get it by tomorrow.
Okay. All right, Justin. We'll get ready for Tin Can Turkey, man.
Tin Can, should I do it in a thong?
It's your bit. No. You do whatever you need to do.
I like coming up with songs you can use. You cannot do this song. You have to make it your own.
It's gotta be your own.
So I'm happy to help you with some rap lines.
And if you want
to make it more contemporary, I'm on it.
Degrade the Tin Can Turkey thong.
Yeah.
Tin Can Turkey.
I was thinking more of like, I love bad turkeys. That's my mug clucking problem.
You make it yours.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, ASAP.
We may have to record that one because we don't want to slip up.
Yeah. You're going to have to stay on beat for that. That's going to be tough.
You will be judged by all of us in studio, except Big Al Mac, because he would vote for himself.
I'll take myself out.
Okay.
We'll let White Cheddar vote as well, our executive producer.
The entire office can vote.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure, too.
We might open it up to the fans.
That's a lot of pressure because Big Al, like, you're hilarious.
Well, thank you.
And the story for the Tin Can Turkey, I hope I can live up to it.
Okay.
That's a big challenge.
Well, that's
a lot
of weight. Okay. Don't look at much as copying it as making it your own.
Yeah.
Make it your own. Set yourself apart.
Put your brand on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll also put up a poll for Kid Nation to vote. So we'll put those votes together.
Little Justin juice on it.
Some sass.
All right, Justin.
Spices. Okay.
Go start writing, buddy.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, my man.
You're welcome.
Now, we were talking about Big Al making a speech.
Yes.
Earlier this break. And that's going to happen as well tomorrow. Because if you were listening on Friday, we announced that Kid Craddock was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame.
That's right. That's great.
And Kelly was wondering if she would ever be...
Emma Kelly was wondering. Oh, my daughter.
You mean Emma.
I named her Emma Kelly.
I'm going to call her Emma Kelly. She's vacillating. Last night, our friend Carolyn was calling her Emma. She's trying to show Emma Kelly respect. And she's been calling her Emma. She said, I don't like it when you call me Emma. Call me Emma Kelly. I don't think it's pleasing to her ear yet.
Gotcha. Mm.
She's my Emma Kelly.
I'm still caught up on vacillating.
Oh.
It's a good word.
I like that word.
That's a good word.
It's good on your lips.
Beautiful word. Now, we asked Kelly, if you were inducted into the Hall of Fame, who would you select to do the speech?
Mm-hmm. Out of everyone on the show.
Right.
Yeah. And Kelly shocked us by saying...
Shocked? Really?
Well, because you've seen him speak publicly. when she said Big Al Mac, we're like...
He makes the most sense.
Just out of respect.
We've known each other longer.
He actually makes the least sense in public speaking.
It's the tenure.
I have faith that he would actually put thought into it and would be funny. I think he'd be funny.
He would be
and
funny.
Touching.
He'd be
I
funny.
Think he'd do a good job.
Al, this is the thing. Would you prep or would you wing it?
No, he'd prep.
No, I'd prep.
Yeah,
you would. That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
You wouldn't do it like your
Radio Hall of Fame. That's a big deal.
Okay.
Okay. But that's good to know. But you didn't prep for that stand-up comedy tour you were hosting.
And that was a pretty big deal.
I did a little.
No, but he wouldn't be doing one-off jokes.
But yeah. But I was trying to talk. I was trying to, you know, do stand-up.
And to get Big Al's back, he was going to full-on prep, and then he talked to Ricky Smiley, who's a professional comedian.
That's what did you.
And Ricky said, just get up there and talk from the heart.
No, I thought that was bad. I love Ricky, but for you, that was bad advice.
Probably so. I mean, he was speaking from a guy that's done stand-up for 20, 25 years.
He can do that. He has enough in his arsenal.
Right.
Ricky Smiley can do that. Cedric the Entertainer. He can do that. Steve Harvey can do that. Us?
I can't do that.
We can't do that. So we will do that speech tomorrow, Big Al Mac.
Yes. Oh, I'm excited.
Yes.
So Al is going to give a prepared
speech.
Well,
spoiling it for... Now you have to come up with a whole new one when it really happens.
No, he's working out the material. He can just use the pieces that work.
Just save it.
Yeah, make sure you save that, Al.
All right, I will.
You nervous?
Hello.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Are you inducting her into the Radio Hall of Fame or something else?
It may be a different Hall of Fame.
Okay.
A different one.
It's going to be a Hall of Fame.
Hillbilly.
It may be a different Hall of Fame.
Hillbilly and limo in the morning.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, fellow crazy people in Kid Nation, we want to hear from you. It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? It's those things you've always done, you think they're normal, but your friends tell you otherwise. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got one for you right here.
Come on.
I absolutely will not sit in other people's butt heat.
In other people's butt heat?
Oh, yeah.
Like, seriously, I used to pop back up out of a chair, bench, booth, or whatever was the seat in complete disgust. But finally, one person, my hairstylist, understood the crippling hindrance once I told her. As simple as what entails getting my hair done, she still lets the seat cool off and is still tickled to death after 8 years that I don't like butt heat. Does that make me crazy?
Hmm.
It doesn't make you crazy because it does kind of ooh you out. It's like, ooh, I'm sitting in somebody else's butt heat. But it's not prevented me from just staying there.
I hate the toilet, the warm toilet seat. I do hate that one.
What?
I hate the warm toilet
seat. I like when it's warm.
No, I need
that
cold.
That means somebody else's bottom seat.
Yeah, somebody warmed it up for you. Some people have if I get rich enough, I would like somebody to warm up my seat.
Well, you can buy one of those. In fact, guess what you're getting for Christmas?
Yes!
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
We're doing
great.
Awesome. We want to find out if you're crazy or not. Go ahead.
Well, I work in an office all day, and when I go to the bathroom and wash my hands, I have to put lotion or any type of oil or something on my hands before I touch any type of paper. It's like rubbing your hands or nails across a chalkboard to me. It feels disgusting. Does that make me crazy?
Does it make your papers, like, greasy, like you have finger smears on the papers?
No, it just, when, you know, like you use that little pink stuff, like when you touch paper and stuff like that, but my whole hand feels like dry before I touch the paper, and it's like, I can't do it until I have lotion or something on my hand.
Wow. Yeah, that doesn't, I don't know if you're crazy. I think you just have very soft hands now.
thanks.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks for calling.
Have a wonderful day. Let's go to Brandon here. Hey, Brandon.
My mother usually will change accents for different types of reasons. Like, if she's relating to Jesus, she'll, like, have a sort of New York / redneck kind of voice.
Oh, my God.
New York redneck.
A New York redneck.
What does that sound like, Brandon? Can you do a little taste?
I can actually get her to do it for you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, certainly.
I've never heard a New York redneck.
I would love to hear that.
I think we have one on the phone. We literally have one on the phone right now.
Here she is.
Hi, Brandon's mom.
Hello, how are you?
We were just talking about Jesus.
And how you talk to him, Leslie, New York redneck. Please.
Well, whenever I have to use Jesus as an example to make my kids do something that, you know, would make Jesus happy, I just say, Jesus, he died on the cross for our sins. You must live life as an example for Jesus. That's Jesus.
She's an evangelist.
Yes! Wow, that's a cool mom.
Yeah.
Yes, plus I'm Catholic and guilt trip really works, so I just throw Jesus out whenever I can.
Okay, what other inflections do you have?
Yeah, your son Brandon says you switch accents all the time.
Oh, mostly for embarrassment purposes. I in the middle of the grocery store, I'll start singing Mary Poppins songs, or I'll go into a German/Austrian accent. I don't know. I just try to switch it up and make it fun for them.
Yeah. Will you tell Brandon his mom is crazy?
Yes, definitely.
Get a fun crazy.
Yeah, you're fun crazy.
Thank you. I am fun crazy.
Thank you for calling.
We hope you call us again.
Call us again,
not
in it.
Not a problem. These loves all.
Yes, sir.
Ah, yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Dial them fingers.
Praise the
Bye, girl.
Wonderful talking to you. Wow. You have a wonderful day. Tell Brandon we say bye. Oh, man, I love that. Hey, Priscilla.
Hi, good morning. What makes me crazy is I like to play hide and go seek with my little miniature dachshund, Scrappy.
Uh-huh.
And what we do is we'll run around the house and I'm like, let's go find Mama. And then I'll hide and she's running around looking for me. And when she finds me, she barks.
Oh, that's
she actually plays with you.
Yes, she does. She loves it. We have a blast.
Huh. Oh, that makes you an awesome dog owner.
I love hide and seek with the doggies. Yeah. I don't think that makes you crazy. I do it as well.
That makes you a great dog owner. I don't know how you trained your dog to play hide and seek, but I want to learn.
That's awesome.
Well done. Nice talking to you, Priscilla. Have a wonderful day. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, yeah, it is.
Go ahead. We want to hear if you're crazy.
Yeah,
it is. You got mad at your husband, huh?
Well, okay, so we were laying down, you know, just hanging out, and we're scrolling through our phones, and all of a sudden out loud he goes, ooh, Kangela. And so I got up real quick and look at him like, excuse me? And I go, who the heck is Kangela? And he turns the phone around like really slow. And it is a freaking Pokemon from Pokemon Go.
You thought he was cheating on you with a Pokemon.
I had no idea. I was like, who is Kangela?
Yeah, you crazy.
Oh, man.
Okay,
he
is. Right. Yeah, nah.
He is a grown man playing Pokemon.
Right, yeah, he's the crazy
he's got
one.
You're a perfectly good woman sitting right there next to him, and you better play Pokemon.
Exactly. Come on now.
Crazy.
Exactly.
You can play your own game of Pokemon right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're not crazy, Elizabeth. He is. Hey, Danny.
Hey.
What's going on?
Okay, so my husband and I take turns making lunches for our kids in the morning, and as soon as he's done making the lunch and goes into the other room, I take the lunch back out and I refix it the way that I like the lunch to be made.
We just can't do anything right.
Yeah.
We can't even make lunch right.
Yeah, you're not crazy. You're just not trusting of your husband's lunch abilities.
No, and bless his heart, he tries so hard, but he doesn't cut the sandwich and he puts snacks they don't like and it's just a mess.
So he's a man. He's just a dude.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not crazy. You're just a woman,
who
wants to do the right thing.
You're a woman.
You're doing it good. All right, Danny, have a wonderful day. And Lindsay, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What's yours?
Well, it's actually not me. It's my daughter.
Oh, really?
She's done it since she was little. She's 8 now. But, like, the individual, you know, like, budding lunch meat, like, mm-hmm. the individual package?
Yeah.
She takes them out and will take them off one by one, and she puts them on her leg, like, all the way down her leg, like, smooths them out.
Uh-huh.
She will not eat them until she's done that. Like, You can't force her to eat them. She will not do it until she's allowed to put them, like, on her leg.
So it's like she's peeling off skin and eating it, basically?
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Ew. It's going to get weirder the older she gets.
Yeah.
Like college, on a date.
Jeez, I know.
Don't let her go to the deli on a date.
Can you
I know. I don't buy her, like, sandwiches, like, when we're out because I don't know if she'll take the meat off and put it on her leg first.
I think you need to go to peanut butter and jelly.
I know. She won't eat jelly. She hates jelly.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I know.
That's weird.
I'm
shocked.
All the time,
she's so weird. I'm like, why do you do that? She's like, it tastes better.
Yeah. Yeah, she's crazy.
I don't know.
Don't let her watch Silence of the Lambs.
You could have called just about the jelly stuff. And we were
crazy. Who doesn't like jelly?
Amanda.
Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
I am awesome. I'm so excited to talk to y'all.
Well, we want to know if you're crazy or not. What do you do?
Well, if I walk into a room and I see, like, a bug or any, like, a spider or anything and it startles me, I have to curse it out because I feel like it needs to be put in its place before I have to go kill it because it shouldn't be in my house. And we have a little moment where I basically just spend about 2 minutes cursing it out, like, how dare you, you stupid blah, 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 and then I kill it.
I'd love to be.
So it's not enough to murder it. You have to shame it first.
I have to shame it first because how dare it come into my house?
So basically, you're getting what you deserve.
That's right.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.